Election night and Manuel Medina's campaign headquarters is jamming. His supporters are queuing up for food and beer after spending the day getting out the vote. Its headquarters is located at I-10 near Fredericksburg Road, and on top of the building is a Medina for Mayor billboard. But this is normally the Bexar County Democratic Party headquarters. And during the last 4 months, the party took a back seat as Medina ran for mayor. According to Medina's campaign expense report, his campaign paid the rent and utilities on the building.
All right, let's have a conversation.
As the early voting numbers were released, Medina's personal political career was given a jolt of reality. He received only 15% of the vote. An hour later, Medina was conceding the race.
So we worked hard. We gave it our all, and simply, well, we didn't win today, but our issue won today.
Because Medina is the chair of the local Democratic Party, he was given instant contender status in the race for mayor. Some assumed that he'd draw a lot of the Democratic vote, but the results show that many local Democrats didn't support him. Progressive activist John Wisen says he knows why.
He seems to just say whatever he needs to say to whatever group to please them. To us, he kind of resembles Donald Trump in that way, that he has tried to get Tea Party voters for him, and yet at the same time he claims to be a progressive.
And Wisen says he wants to know why Medina was able to take over the party headquarters for his personal campaign. Rose Marie De Hoyos would like to know that too.
All right, any Democrats in the house?
As a Democratic precinct chair, De Hoyos is a member of the CEC, the County Executive Committee. She asked about the building at the recent meeting held at a local Luby's. This is Medina's response.
Okay, the question is, what are we doing with the building? The building is leased under my name, or I'm leasing it, till end of June. In July, if the CEC decides to, if the CEC approves it, then we'll sign a lease. That's where we're at.
Good.
Question?
Good.
I saw one right here.
De Hoyos says it's a problem that the party's headquarters lease is in Medina's name.
We've never had the lease in our name, and it's in our bylaws. Whoever owns the building doesn't matter. Whoever's paying the rent doesn't matter, but it always has to be in our name.
De Hoyos has opposed Medina since he became the party chair in 2011. She said the county party should have been leading the local resistance to President Trump during his first 100 days.
They were trying to help Medina become mayor. Our party was non-existent, and we won our party back.
Longtime Bexar County Democrat Sarah Rodriguez doesn't see Medina leaving the chairmanship anytime soon. Wearing a Medina for Mayor t-shirt, the former congressman said Medina has been good for the local party.
Well, there's no doubt that the Democratic Party, as has always been defined, is like herding cats, okay? So it's very difficult. So the job that he does in itself, even prior to running, is herding like cats. So that's a difficult, you know, a job to take on, and he's been doing that really well.
But as Medina returns to his role as party chair, some, like St. Mary's University professor of political science Henry Flores, questions Medina's many overlapping and sometimes conflicting roles: the candidate, the party chair, the independent political consultant, and the individual donor. Flores says one example is the lease of the party headquarters in Medina's own name. It gives him considerable power over the people who are supposed to be providing oversight. Flores said that's a conflict of interest.
In the event that the executive committee of the party or the party membership wants to change chair people, what he's gone and done, if he leaves, he can boot them out of their home, their headquarters.
Flores said there should also be concern about donations to Medina's campaign for mayor and donations to the Bexar County Democratic Party. How can these monies be kept separate and true to the intent of the donor when on any given month one account or the other will be used for paying the rent?
That doesn't pass the smell test. If I were a Democrat, I would not give any money to the party. I really wouldn't.
Medina says his critics don't take into account that he is a full-time volunteer chairman, and that under his leadership there are more local progressive Democrats in office. And also, he said, it's important to note that he personally pumps money into the party, keeping it running year-round.
They might not see my generosity.
In the sense that you're out of your own pocket, you pay a
Correct.
Lot of bills for the party.
I have in the past, and I mean, that's been something common since I've been chair, and at the end of the day, once we're past cost-saving and cost-saving mode, then we enter in fundraising mode, and that's when the party takes off.
Flores said Medina's political leadership is not the central question, but how the finances are handled and maintaining checks and balances within the party's power structure. He said a transparent and independent outside audit would benefit the party. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.